This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and the scariest thing about flying Southwest is thinking that this pilot's jokes might be the last thing I hear before I die.
I'm Brandy Posey, and if your PR agent and surgeon are good enough, we can all die at 27.
I'm Tess Barker, and how to be popular. Have sex, do drugs. It's not rocket science, people.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone. That's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies to
Lady. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Thank
Spooky
you.
Halloween week edition. If you're in New York right now, I'm there too, and I'm doing shows. I have one this Friday somewhere. I don't know. Look at my Twitter.
Good plug.
I know,
that's
great.
Good plug.
Yay. But I'm there till Friday doing shows, so come find me somewhere. And I saw Fun Home already, and I cried.
Oh my
so
God.
Come talk to me about
so
that.
So happy for you. Jealous.
Oh, man. I have a picture of this in Los Angeles on November 1st. Yay. At the Satellite. Come to that. And then I will be doing picture of this in New York on November 11th. That's part of the New York Comedy Festival as well. Ooh. Come to that too.
Shit. I don't know what I'm doing this far out, but check my Twitter. Holla at your girl.
Hell yeah.
And we have a fucking hilarious guest on today. She's been on Marin on IFC, Masters of Sex. She's an actress, comedian, cello player. I'm going to read exactly from your website because it's my favorite thing. Highly talented black female cello comedian. Nina
That's
Daniels,
amazing.
Everybody.
Oh, I did not write that. Awesome.
Who wrote that? You
this
did.
It's kind of a crazy story. I used these guys in India as virtual assistants.
Oh, so they just like.
So I needed some SEO stuff. So yeah. I didn't even realize it said that until maybe like a month ago.
Yeah, I like looked at. I was hilarious. Looking at it, and I just like that made me laugh so hard.
But
it's
I liked
perfect,
it so much. So that I'm like, yeah. This is dumb. But I love it. Like,
highly
I love
talented
what they did.
Black female cello comedian. Like it says so, it all. Like,
I would not have written that.
No,
I'm glad they did.
Yeah.
Of course,
like, I'm keeping
like,
that.
Nobody wants to like be like, I'm highly talented.
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah.
So fucking put that on your resume.
I know I would never, ever write that. So I'm like glad they did.
Sounds like we all need a virtual assistant for just a day. Just a day to kind of
right?
just like write some nice stuff
about
just,
us.
How do you find a virtual assistant?
You're poor. Huh? You're poor and need
like
a website.
Those $5, like those nice. Yeah, sites where you're just yeah. like, someone bid for the thing to do for me.
Oh, mm-hmm. I need things
like,
to be done.
Literally, like, you're just poor. You're like, but I need this. I'm very resourceful.
I'm poor and I need things.
I'm like someone who's poor. I'm like poor in denial.
Oh, I'm right there
I
with
think
you.
We yeah.
The poorer we I get, are. I'm like, you know what will make me feel better because I'm depressed because I'm poor? A cold pressed juice. A really expensive exercise class and a new primer.
But like, yeah, but I figure out like how to get it in my price range.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
everything is possible.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
I think nowadays, especially because there's so many ways to compare prices and like,
yes.
my whole,
you can really get.
Yes. My entire apartment's Crate and Barrel. I don't step in Crate and Barrel.
Really?
Other than to find what I
Craigslist.
Want.
No, you're right. Craigslist, Groupon.
Yeah.
I get really good like couture clothes at like thrift stores.
She's a couture.
Yeah.
You got me at couture. That was sexy. You're like couture clothes.
No, I've gotten like some like really high end shit for like.
Of course.
Yeah, if you know what you're looking for, you should be good
You can get
at.
Anything.
Yeah, but and I think that's the way to go because like you're better off getting a high quality thing that's secondhand
absolutely.
Than mm-hmm. some bullshit.
Right.
But sometimes the bullshit lasts.
Well, I only shop twice a year, so it has to last. So
yeah. But I mean, that is the thing, the appealing thing about being like having money is just like, oh, it'd be so nice to not be like, oh, I need a new tire. Let me compare 10,000 different prices and see which one I can get for $10 cheaper.
But I like having that skill set in it my back nice. Pocket.
Because
if you I have to have it,
if I have real funds, imagine what I can really do.
Yeah, exactly.
With the muscle
see,
that I've
you,
built.
You keep that no matter how.
Yes.
It just gets more expensive, but yeah. I still want a deal.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I have to have it.
I love the hunt of
a
deal.
I'll give up, yeah.
No, I love it. I love the deal.
I like it like now, my time but if I... I don't think I like it. I do it out of necessity.
I love it. Me too. I love it. Yeah,
it feels like you're getting one up on everything.
Exactly. And the thing is, once I know I don't have to pay that much for it, like, why would I?
Yeah.
Now I'm never going
to
pay that much for it.
To me, I'm all about convenience. Like, I'm like, I will pay the ATM convenience fee. Like, because me, time is money. Like, I...
Absolutely.
I'll pay
that. That's why my assistant in India is going to find it for me.
Exactly.
I don't know if anyone else is in this office, but to me, time is money.
It is true though. I mean, yeah, I have that muscle and like I like to have it just so I know that like I always will I'll be okay. Like, you know, I'll be able to figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't enjoy it.
Oh, I do. It makes me feel alive.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we get it.
No.
I get off on it.
Yeah, yeah.
My brother's like that. He's like, it's so funny. Why would you not go in and get this deal? Buy 10, scam them with this coupon, return them. I'm like, because who has time?
Oh, don't do the coupons, though.
Yeah,
I don't have the patience for
oh,
that.
Oh, man. I tried to be a couponer.
I can't.
Did not
I can't do that.
Fuck that.
No, I don't have that takes time.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like,
in another life, I would be doing that.
I do.
Like,
what I will do is I will check the Yelp page of a place that I'm at.
That makes sense.
Dude,
I've done that.
No, I've gotten
oh,
a lot
have
of
good deals on
I've done
yeah.
that.
You got a lot of
it's like right there though.
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know
that's
I mean?
The
it's
best deals
easy.
To look for. If yeah. I got check in once and I get like $20 worth of stuff for $10,
absolutely.
Fuck yes,
those
yes.
are great.
Yeah. Also, thrifting in other cities that are not New York or LA.
Thrifting
awesome.
Is fun.
Agree.
Specifically, if a city is known for like a hate crime, you're gonna find some good cheap shit.
Oh, because all the cool people are like hiding.
Yeah, I went thrifting.
That is cool funny
is all hell. I went thrifting in Laramie, Wyoming last year and I got fry boots for $17.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Guess what, Laramie is known for two things to me now.
Hate crimes and boots.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's hope those boots weren't part of a hate crime.
Yeah, well, probably
this
not.
Is brilliant.
That's one of Brandy's shopping tips. Put it out there.
If a play has been written about the city,
check in on Yelp. Buy some clothes.
Oh, man.
I was thinking about how, like, it's so funny that whenever you're in a new city and everyone's like, oh, this is like the cute, like, this is like the really cool area. I'm like, I have these, there are 10,000 of
don't
these
show
areas
me these.
Where I live.
Hi, I'm sorry. I go everywhere. Everywhere has everything.
Everywhere has the same little cafe
New Orleans
with
not
cold
the same.
The,
no.
The used bookstore, no. Exactly. The thrift
New
store,
Orleans is different,
same.
Though.
How?
Yeah.
It's so cute. It's so different.
But no, definitely. Is. Every city has cool things about it, but it's never the part where the people that live there are like, oh, you're from LA? Let me show you like the cool part.
Oh,
yeah,
right,
it's
right.
Never that part. Yeah, yeah.
So that part, yeah, it's the same shit we have everywhere. It's right. Like, yeah, an artisan place where you can get a chicken sandwich with brie. Or
right.
Whatever.
I was walking like by UCB and we were walking by that used bookstore and I was like, man, if we were in another city, we'd both be like, oh my God, this is so cute. We have to go in here.
Yes.
Just like, oh yeah, no, I've seen that every day forever.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess you're right. It's like cool is like when I was in Japan, they're like, look at this temple. I'm like, yeah, I can't get that in New York.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Kind of
mm-hmm. Are you from New Orleans originally? Or are you just
not from New York? But I've been there. I love it so much.
Yeah.
I think it's like stepping into a different world.
Yeah.
Than like almost everywhere here.
Any city where like all the bodies are above ground, there's going to be a different energy going on.
I'm not crazy about that.
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't think about that. Yeah,
yeah,
they don't bury anybody.
Yeah, it's all in tombs. Have you guys seen Nick Cage's tomb in New Orleans? He's already built his crypt.
Of course he has.
It's a giant pyramid.
Are we surprised?
With an Illuminati eye on the front of it.
That's pretty hilarious.
I just love that like you can visit Nick Cage's grave already and he's still alive.
Are you supposed to downplay Illuminati, Nick Cage? You're not playing by the rules.
I think this proves.
Oh no, I know. It's so true.
Nick Cage has never played by the rules.
There's no, not really any subtlety.
Not really.
He's actually part of the Illuminati though?
No, because they'd be like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
Yeah, yeah. I think he's a special party of one Illuminati.
I think the Coppolas are like their own separate Illuminati.
Yeah, yeah,
they're
yeah.
like their own little Italian Illuminati. Mm-hmm.
I just want to be at a family reunion with him and Francis Ford and
Sophia.
Like, what? Oh, wow. How is that conversation?
I feel like it's awkward.
I think right? it's just as awkward as any of your regular like
Yeah,
I think so.
Family
I feel
member
like,
conversations.
Yeah, I feel like they're making small talk about sweaters and stuff. I think it's odd.
Cousin Eddie Coppola in the corner is just embarrassing everybody.
Eddie's drunk again.
Eddie Coppola.
That's great. Then they can all just talk about Eddie, and that's what we all need.
Yeah,
we all need Eddie Coppola. Eddie.
Every family needs one villain to unite them against them.
Exactly.
I think. Huh?
Who? No, just
he's
someone.
Not, he's just like, he's a random.
Exactly. Oh, we don't talk about him. Yeah.
I don't think my family has a villain.
Yeah?
Yeah, we don't.
What?
Yeah, we don't have one.
We got a couple.
We don't really have a villain, but there's just, you know, there's always something going on that you can
yeah.
distract yourself with.
Yeah.
That's true. We always, my family's Catholic, so there's just always kids to talk about.
Oh, well, yeah.
Everyone
good.
Just talks about the kids.
So good.
I mean... It's just Portuguese Catholic. Keep having kids.
It's a lot of kids then.
Yeah.
So you're behind.
Yeah. If I'm in the race at all.
In that world.
Yeah. According to. Yeah.
But like what's funny about my family is we've had like one really cool gay person in every generation. And I'm not gay, but I think I'm like the last two were like my gay uncles in each generation. So I think I'm like the childless.
Yeah.
Cool gay guy in a woman's body.
Oh my.
That's funny as hell.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty accurate.
I didn't talk about this, but when I was in the South in Atlanta, me and my boyfriend stayed with his gay uncle and his partner, and they've been together for like 30 years. But he grew up really religious, and he was always kind of hidden. Uncle Jim and Tony were like hidden from him.
Yeah.
And then we got to like hang out, and they were fucking amazing. They'd had this house that they'd redone all themselves, and like these two old like fat dogs that were fucking awesome.
Hell yeah.
And it was just like they had both been to Dragon Con and gone to the raves and shit. They were like he's awesome. Just like and he was just so happy cool. to finally be able to, you know,
be himself.
Yeah, be himself. Mm-hmm. And then like my boyfriend was so happy to be able to just hang out with them finally. And he was like, mm-hmm. all the cool people in my family have been hidden from me for so long.
Really?
Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah. My gay uncle's like very he's like he actually kind of like is the like
he's the glue
because he's like the one that's like really he like goes to everyone's birthday and like hangs out with everyone, invites everyone over for wine, and so he like mm-hmm. can fucking party.
Well, my gay uncle is just super uptight.
Really?
Yeah. I've got one of those.
Yeah, right. I'm he's like religious.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so
you
uptight.
Can't do that as the gay uncle.
Yeah,
the gay uncle's got to be the cool
mine does
one.
Though
he's very conservative. Yeah. And I feel like he kind of hates on like people who are more flamboyant. He's mm-hmm. kind of like mm-hmm. uncomfortable because he's very like, you know, proper and very, I mean, he's so uptight. I'm like, loosen up. I mean, gosh, have some fun, you know, like you're the gay uncle. Have a blast. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, guys, I'm the only one here who doesn't have a gay uncle.
I feel like he's robbing me of my experience of having a cool gay uncle.
Yeah. I feel bad for you. Really?
You
that
should.
Sucks because as a niece of a cool gay uncle, it has shaped me in ways that I can't even articulate. Like, it's very important.
Yeah.
I would believe it. I mean, I like don't know much about my uncle because he like kept that side of his life so quiet.
Well, that generation, though. I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's totally. So weird, too, because... It was. He's had the same.
He's probably older though.
Yeah, mine is. Mine's like 50.
Mine
something?
Too. That's why. 52, I think 53? That's why they're like that.
Yeah, yeah.
My gay uncle. I think mine's just like fucking. I just have a really.
Well, he
cool
like
uncle.
Lives in Mexico, and you guys get a little belt.
Yeah, he's
shots.
Just a really awesome. I actually think he's like the person most like RuPaul that I know.
Yeah.
So he's just like
that's very awesome.
Yeah.
I wish.
My uncle's cool though. He's just very conservative.
Yeah, mine's the same way. He's like was married.
Like, I don't think I have a gay uncle. I just have a really cool uncle.
Yeah.
But they don't feel the gay part, like, no. Mm-hmm.
So are they politically conservative?
Mine are.
Really?
Yeah.
The log cabin Republican thing blows my mind.
I mean, they're like they're socially probably more liberal, but like it's the fiscal stuff.
Because
his partner is also like a partner at like a international accounting firm or something. So it's like there's all the money shit fucks with your head, I think.
Yeah, but that's smart.
Yeah.
I mean, I can imagine.
No,
I can imagine if I actually knew things about money, maybe I would be more conservative.
I mean, I know as much as I'm like, you know, I fucking like went to a Ralph Nader protest when I was 18. But then I'm sure as soon as I have money, I'll be like, well, but
yeah.
I'm kind of shit. I'm a little bit shitty.
Well, as we get older, I think it's just really natural to be. I mean, everybody as they
it's
going to
piss me off, too, because all these dads that were like, wait till you have money, then you'll see if I start acting fucking Republican. Will one of you say something?
Yeah. I will definitely.
I interned on Wall Street.
Yeah.
And did you?
For 2 summers.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Man. And I have to tell you that I kind of feel like just know your, stay in your lane. Like,
yeah.
If you're making a certain amount of money, yeah, you should be a Republican if that's mm-hmm. your business. Mm-hmm. But if you live in Nebraska, no. Yeah.
No.
No. No. Yeah. I'm sorry. No, I don't care what you do in Nebraska.
Right. It's
no.
not serving yeah. you.
No, I'm like, yeah. you, like, stay in your lane. Know your plays, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I survived 2 summers in investment banking.
Wow. So were you like first thing in the morning on the floor? That
I did
kind
both.
Of maker?
I did. I worked in mortgage-backed securities 1 summer. And then I worked in IB.
You're such
summer.
A like Renaissance woman.
Can you tell me anything about what you just said? Because I don't know what anything is.
And I just use like all these abbreviations. So on the trading floor, mm-hmm. like kind of like, like the Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
Please yeah, yeah. tell it to me in TV term, movie so, terms.
Like, you know, it's like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah, like people said the Wolf of Wall Street was so bad. I was like,
I kind of like
it. It's accurate.
I think it's pretty
accurate.
I mean,
was it pretty accurate?
Yeah.
You saw some crazy shit?
Yeah, that's where I I don't know if I could say it. That's where I found out that coke existed, though. I worked on Wall Street. Yeah, like my
well,
poor
yeah.
parents,
you,
you work hard.
You can't keep up that schedule without coke.
You work hard, you become really competitive, you get into these internships, and then they introduce you to drugs. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, the guy on the corner didn't introduce me to drugs.
No.
Investment bankers did.
Well,
Harvard
yeah.
graduates
That's
introduced
what it
me
all
to drugs.
Comes down to always.
Exactly.
Harvard MBAs introduced me to drugs.
Yeah, those guys That's are always so getting true. The pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes me like now question what someone calls a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
yeah.
I don't think so anymore. Like, I'm like, why are they not criminals? Because mm-hmm. they do some criminal shit. Like,
they do a lot of criminal
yeah.
shit
yeah,
that
so
actually
like,
affects us.
Yeah, so I'm just like, in a much larger way.
Yeah.
Much larger way. So I'm mm-hmm. just like, yeah, now when someone, like, some small-time person's, like, you know, I don't know, going to jail for drugs, I'm like, let him off, man.
Yeah.
I've always thought let him off.
Yeah,
I mean,
like, come on. Like, that's like... the damage that's being done on Wall. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So it's yeah. kind of like a joke to me. So I kind of like look at it like, mm-hmm. yeah, I had to leave Wall Street.
Yeah.
Dude, I will never forget one night when I was living in New York, I was transferring back from Manhattan to Brooklyn. So I was like downtown by Wall Street.
Uh-huh.
And you know those late nights where like you don't realize that the train isn't running. So you're down there mm-hmm. for like 45 minutes alone, kind of drunk, and it's like a hot night.
Yeah.
So I was just like kind of leaning against the train, just like wasn't coming. And it was just me and this one guy down at like the Wall Street stop.
Yikes.
And he was like a very clearly like very successful Wall Street guy. But he was so, and he was super dressed up, really nice clothes, really nice watch. But he was so obliterated. He was that like kind of drunk that like his eyes were just red and like he was just dead in the eyes.
Just gone.
And then I looked over at him and he was like kind of like a statue. And he like while smiling at me with no discernible change in his eyes. Pissed himself.
Oh!
Hell yeah.
That is awesome.
That's hardcore, because like as a dude, it would have taken almost no effort to just
right.
pee onto the track.
Right, like that shows that like your body exactly. has shut off and you should not be in public.
Oh
like,
man.
He was clearly out of it.
Brandy, yeah. don't you want a drink now?
Yeah, it sounds like I'm missing a lot.
By the way, if you're hearing ice clinking, we're drinking ginger margaritas that
never ever.
Test mid.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, I just never did.
Love
I like
it so much.
Yeah, I knew people that did a lot when I was a kid, and I didn't look bad. And then like,
and
it,
now,
yeah. Well, and then I moved. I don't know. I went to college, and everyone was so aggressive about it that I'm a person that digs in if you tell me I have to do something.
Me too.
And I was like, no, fuck you.
I didn't drink in college at all.
Yeah.
Until I turned 21. Mm-hmm. That like the one day I drank.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I had no interest
yeah,
in it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I was kind of a rebel.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, well, if everybody's doing it, I don't want to do it.
That's the way I've always been. And then I moved out here and I was like, I drive everywhere and I can already
That's
talk to people.
Thing.
So fuck it.
Which
it's fine.
Now, but they have Uber now.
Yeah.
So
I know.
I've revived. Like, you know.
I never drank until they had Uber.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm not a drink. I can't afford a DUI.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
no.
It's funny. I think there's been like a big decrease in the amount of DUIs.
It has.
Because of Lyft and Uber and stuff like that.
Lyft and Uber.
That's what's always pissed me off about that, like, is like, as a drinker, I don't drink and drive. And as someone who doesn't.
As you shouldn't.
No,
nobody should.
Of course not.
Yeah.
But I wish that the world doesn't make it easy for you to not drink and drive. Like, you
True.
Should be able to
well,
leave your car
yeah.
overnight somewhere. Like, if you can't drive home,
yeah.
A lot of people, I think, drive home. when they shouldn't, just because they don't want to get a fucking parking ticket.
Yeah.
And they're going to kill themselves or someone else. Mm-hmm. Oh, because they don't want to get a $40 parking ticket. Let the cars fucking stay there. Don't ticket these cars.
That's
make it
about
feasible to go take a cab.
What should you do? Like, leave a note on the thing that's like, officer.
No, maybe just stop. Maybe just stop fucking trying to make your money by ticketing cars.
It would be great just in general.
Yeah.
Maybe we just didn't get parking tickets.
It's fucking, I hate parking tickets.
That's what I miss about New York though, because there's so many ways to get
I mean, that's just here in LA. We're fucked with that. So.
I know. And I just think it's shitty. I think they're putting money over people's lives. Like,
oh, of course.
I mean,
absolutely.
Make that money.
That's capitalism, baby. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But really, if they wanted to save people's lives and they really didn't want people to drink and drive, they would let you leave your fucking car places.
You would make a lot of money off of that.
Yeah. They make a shitload of money.
I think they were trying to make an app that was like, somebody would come and drive you home in your car.
Oh, they have that. That.
Yeah, that's a thing.
That freaks me out. I mean,
yeah, but who are they?
Yeah.
Who's that person coming to take me home?
And then I'm like, I'm sorry, it smells like, okay, my entire car smells like wine right now because a bottle of wine opened and spilled all over my passenger seat.
Oh, no.
And like, I have to clean it, but it just smells like wine in there. So it's like, then I have to explain to that guy, like, why?
Yeah.
My whole car smells like wine. I guess it's better than like a police officer, but
yeah.
Still. Yeah. That reminds me, there's been like a weird smell in our pantry lately, and a couple mornings ago I realized that there were some rotting potatoes in the pantry. But it was like too early to do anything about it, so I just went on with my day. And then yesterday Sean was putting away groceries and he was like, whoa, God, it smells awful in here. There's juices everywhere. And I just like really casually was like, oh, it's probably the potatoes. And he was like, wait, you knew about this? He was like, how long did you know about this? And why didn't you throw them away?
That's funny.
And yeah, it was one of those
things. Yeah, why though?
I guess at the time, like, I just, if I'm honest, I just kind of figured he would deal with it.
And that's what
I was hoping you would say. I love that you were honest about it. I was hoping you would go there.
Yeah.
Like, I think I kind of, let's be real, like, I just kind of made the decision and that was something I didn't want to do.
That's okay. That's what that's for, you know?
Yeah, that's what being a couple is.
You guys clean up your potato juices and we'll be back. Is that weird?
Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess. And we're drinking margarita.
And we're here with Nina Daniels, highly talented black female cello comedian. I'm going to read it every time.
Yes.
It's so good.
I love you, Barb. Yeah.
You guys missed our hot riff about soaking dishes.
Oh, dude, don't fucking do it.
Soaking is awesome.
That's how you know you're in a relationship.
Oh, yeah. It's so passive aggressive.
It is.
It's not passive aggressive.
Yes, it is.
Not passive aggressive.
My man does it for every pot. Dude, you could clean the pots.
Yes.
But I'm soaking. No, you're not soaking.
But I would
waiting
be doing
me.
It if I was living alone. Like, it's not, exactly. To me, it's not a relationship
Thank
thing.
You.
I would be
exactly.
doing
what?
It.
I don't know. No, it happens all the time.
I don't
all
feel the time. Like doing yes. it right
every
now.
Every single pot.
Yeah.
As Tess every said, it's pot. Hitting the snooze button.
It's hitting the snooze button.
But you got somebody else in the house. Yeah. You got a couple. Yeah. No. But
one time when I was working as a barista, I was closing and I did the dishes and there was a giant fucking roach in the sink.
I knew she was
going
to say that.
And I just freaked out and I put a coffee cup over it because I knew that my boss was opening and I just wrote a note that said live cockroach under here.
Oh my God.
The poor guy came in to like a cup with a note that said live cockroach under
here. Oh my God.
I didn't know what else to do.
Kill it?
So fuck funny.
Them. Kill it and chuck it.
Nah.
You should have just put some soap in there and just soaked that cockroach for a moment.
I would not have killed that.
Thank you.
Oh, I left it there too.
Cockroaches are hard to kill because of the crunchiness.
But ooh.
Ugh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I know.
Hi.
Hi, Jack. Jackson. We're recording at Brandy's today.
Cute.
So we've got our little mascot.
Little buddy.
Little Jack.
All right. Well, let's play a game. Let's get to know Nina a little bit better. What do you guys think?
Let's do it.
I think we should.
Who? What, where, when, who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when,
what?
Yeah.
Nina
need like a hard rock version of that. Like get some guitars going. In the middle of it.
If anybody wants to cover any of our theme songs,
please. Oh, yeah. Oh my God,
we
that'd
have
be awesome.
Possible opera theme song.
Oh my God, if there's a listener that wants to do like our theme song with a bunch of opera singers.
What? I never saw that. No,
it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's if it happens, I'd be so happy.
That's fuck yes, awesome. Please do that. Yes. Email it to us at Lady Tilt or whatever. Please. Post it
somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Okay, who is your favorite cartoon character?
My favorite cartoon character would be Fred Flintstone.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Interesting.
Good one.
You
got a kind of like Wilma like shirt right now.
I do.
Well, because he's so flawed.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, I like that.
He was kind of like an anti-hero.
Yeah.
He's like every caveman.
Yeah. I kind of like that.
Isn't that he just like basically like the typical like sitcom husband where it's like he's all fucked up and he's a really hot skinny wife who fixes everything?
Yeah, he's Ralph Cramden.
I mean, the Flintstones is the Honeymooners.
Yeah, it is. Exactly.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I like that flawed character, like the Honeymooners. Like I like that flawed man. It's something really interesting about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's a good way to like approach that sort of archetype is like they're flawed.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And he's got his BFF, and like you got the squad there, you know.
Yeah,
like, squad goals.
Yeah. Yeah,
like that's how that works.
Yeah, I think exactly. So.
Well, and it's funny because you can picture Fred Flintstone by himself, just having like a quiet moment where he just reevaluates his life, and he's just like, "What am I doing?"
Fred Flintstone for sure drank a lot of beer.
Yeah,
like, for sure, a lot
of PBR.
He drank a lot of beer, but I think he was like a good man, even though he was flawed. He seemed like
he wanted to be.
Yeah, but he had a hot wife, which is like indicative of like Hollywood right now.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, life period, right? You know, like you had a hot wife though back then. Like,
yeah, because at least she was the same age.
He's kind of like Dan. Was this Arnold? Was that his name on the show? Roseanne's husband,
Dan.
Yeah, Dan.
What was their last name on the show? Yeah. Anyway, he's kind of like Dan, but Dan is married to Roseanne.
Yeah,
Dan is not married to Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah,
which Wilma's kind of a Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, but the same age.
Yeah,
yeah. Fred.
So wait, what did Fred do? He worked at the
construction
at the rubble factory.
Yeah,
I mean, it is hot that like he worked in construction and he had to drive his car to work every day with his own feet.
He worked with his hands.
Oh,
his feet.
And he worked with dinosaurs.
Can you just admit he'd be way more? Wouldn't he be way more buff? I guess he'd have to drink a lot.
But he drinks a lot of beer.
He drinks a lot of beer.
He eats like those big, you know.
Yeah, the giant steaks that knock his car over.
Dinosaur legs.
But that's what I like about him is like he lives his life. Like he's not worried about his body too much. Like he's like enjoys life.
And there wasn't a lot of body shaming.
Not a gym rat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of scenes of
but
them
the women were
out.
Skinny though.
They were
damn
even
skinny.
Then
they were
mm-hmm.
I mean always well everything's always gonna be the fucking volcano short from before
I can't
from before what the fuck is it called inside out. The fucking skinny hot volcano.
How did no one notice that?
That was insane.
Yeah, but did you notice on the Emmys like the women were not skinny?
I didn't watch it.
I did. They were like not skinny.
Wait, what, why like, was the that in the Emmys?
What do you mean, like, the women? Like, you mean the actresses?
Like a lot of the actors, they weren't skinny.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, I mean, it's the first time I was like, wow. Like, yeah. The presenters, like, especially.
So everybody's
Frances
been gaining weight?
Frances McDormand is my hero.
Oh, she's the
champ.
She
came out like, I'm rolling out of bed.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to win. And I'm I mean, I was in love with that.
I have always
wearing? Awesome.
Her grandmother's dress. I'm pretty sure of it.
Awesome. I have always wanted to just wear like a t-shirt and jeans to something like that. Or just something, you know what I mean? Like I want to obviously do the dress up thing, but just one, just be like, no, I'm not spending
she
thousands of dollars.
Yeah,
dress.
I think
I'm
and the hair that one, I would go Snuggie.
Yeah.
I would have to go Snuggie MAs? Gown.
Like
really?
You go
Snuggie
really.
Gown.
Oh, Snuggie. Like, I'm like, wait, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Snuggie you have gown. To do it. You don't have a choice.
I would like to see a Snuggie gown on
right?
with like a nice belt.
Like imagine what Brittany and Justin did, but
like,
I make
Nick
me Lillier. And Sean
make
a
jean
gown
Snuggie?
And a suit out of Snuggies.
Out of
there
Snuggie.
You go. No, I think a jean Snuggie.
A
like
jean Snuggie.
That's not comfortable.
A juggie.
A juggie.
Sell those to juggalos. They'd be ecstatic. Okay, question number two.
I'm so scared of these questions.
No.
You should be.
Oh yeah, don't be. These are all very easy.
What is your least favorite thing about playing the cello?
Oh fuck, everything.
How, so you've
everything.
Been playing since you were like eight, you
eight.
Said? Okay.
Nice.
And like I've talked about this with you before. Like the cello is my favorite instrument.
I know, and I hate when people say that.
I know you must because it's such a but like
everyone who tells me that they don't play it.
Really? What do
not.
You mean?
I play the French horn. I have it in the other room.
Well, then you understand.
I totally get it.
So
Yeah.
I'm like connecting with you, Brandy.
I know.
I mean, like, I feel really, like, this like, is, like, you know,
same ever, wavelength. Me and Barb 2016.
I'm just like,
I don't know what that meant, but I
don't either.
Are you guys running for president?
For sure.
Yeah,
of the comedians.
Yeah, exactly.
We should have a president. Of the comedians.
Barbara has president issues. I'm not doing that.
It would be an even less thankless job.
I have president issues. What do you mean?
You have president issues. You always talk about your presidency.
She would be a great president.
Oh, my president.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Barbara has president issues.
Yeah, if I lost, I mean, that'd be it.
No, I frankly couldn't be there for that.
Yeah, no, yeah. It would be too much. It would be too much.
Seriously, like, the hardest thing about, I guess, what I hate most about playing the cello is the strings.
Yeah.
Like, it hurts your hand?
They're temperamental.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't know.
They don't always do what you want.
If it hits something the wrong way, they'll all drop.
Yeah.
Which, if you're doing, an hour, you have time to go and tune it. Mm-hmm. But if you're doing 8 minutes on somebody's show,
right,
you're just like, oh, I hope it doesn't. But I've also crafted a set where if that happens, mm-hmm. I've crafted a set around that happening because I don't have a choice.
It
doesn't happen often, but it's real. It's very, but it's always temperamental, not even just like, even in an orchestra, the joke is like, oh, I hope it's in tune.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Why mm-hmm. does it fall out of tune so easily?
Because they have these pegs. It's like so old school and they just drop the temperature. Like, I don't leave my cello in the car,
much.
Like, because if it's hot, I would have brought it today, but I had to go somewhere before this, which means it would have had to sit in the car.
Right.
I couldn't leave it in the
it
car.
It would have taken forever to...
Yeah, because it messes
expands.
With the wood, it expands, yeah. and it's not mm-hmm. good for it. So I'm like, yeah, no.
So explain for, like, our listeners, like, you know, the type of comedy that you do, when I see you do a set, is, like, you bring your cello on stage and you use it in your set. You know, how do you explain it to, like, you know,
it's amazing.
I need to explain it to myself. How do I do it? Well, I started at first just bringing the cello on and not playing it.
Because
I didn't know what to do with it.
Do you think it was almost like your kind of like your safety blanket? Like your.
Well, no, my managers made me do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They were like, you play the cello, you should bring it on. So I did it because I didn't know what to do with it.
Right. Yeah.
So I would just sit there hoping to be inspired. Like, mm-hmm. something will come to me.
Cool.
And then, you know, and I guess it's kind of funny, like, you know, not to play it. But to me, to bring a prop on stage and not use it is just anti everything I know about the theater and about acting.
Uh-huh. Sure. It's that Chekhov thing.
It is. You know,
it's an anti-comedy thing, too, which can be funny, but it's like.
But then you definitely have to make that choice to play with, like, anti-comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's like, I don't really like shtick like that. It's mm-hmm. not my thing. So it's like, that's a tough thing. So then I decided, and people get really mad. People get so mad. Like, people who love the cello, like Brandon mm-hmm. Davis. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I can't believe you didn't play it. You brought a cello and you don't... Can you play it? Can you even play it? So
can you even do it?
They would get so angry and passionate about it. I kind of felt like for them, mm-hmm. I needed to start incorporating it. And although I'm graduating soon to doing songs on it, but I really didn't want to do that because I don't love musical comedy, you know, which is weird.
No, it can be like...
You know...
It runs a very serious gamut.
They're like people who I love, like Dimitri Martin.
Yeah.
Garfunkel and Oakes. There are some people who are like just so good at it, but you could be really bad at it. And because I hadn't done it, I kind of thought I was going to be more of the bad at it
mm-hmm.
angle. But once I started doing more stuff with it, mm-hmm. I found it was like so fascinating. Just like different things I could add into it. And mostly from people asking me questions. Like when you saw, is my cello a male or a female?
Right.
Came out of people come up to me like, is your cello, what's your cello's name? Is your cello a male or a female? I'm like, really? You really want to know these things?
Yeah, yeah.
So I wrote a bit about, is a cello
so
a male or a female?
So weird people to ask you
that.
Well,
I mean, you it's like the cello things. Is obviously a boy.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's like so
thank
obvious.
You. Yeah. Thank you.
But a lot of
why
people
do you say that?
It just has to me like a very masculine energy. Like it kind of plays in those like deep registers. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think part of what makes a cello a masculine instrument to me is like the melancholy of it.
Yeah.
Like it's got, and that could be feminine too, but it's a boy.
Plus you're like it's holding just, it between your legs.
It's a big, hard, dark thing between your legs.
Yeah.
It's enough for me.
Yeah.
It works.
That's awesome.
All right, we got that one. The strings, everyone, if you're following.
Well, just the temperamentalness of
like a man.
Yeah.
True. If they're hot, they are not happy. They are not playing the right notes when they're hot.
Yeah.
When did we officially turn on Johnny Depp?
It definitely happened.
It happened.
Oh, that's a good question.
I think I know the answer, but I'm going to wait and see.
When I feel like, gosh, when do we officially turn on him? I don't know. Pirates number...
Oh.
Mm. Kind of where
Pirates number
two?
I was exactly going to say Pirates two.
Yeah. I mean, I loved Pirates one.
Me too.
Pirates one is a blast.
Because
right?
Pirates one, you're like, Pirates?
Can we just call it Pirates? It's not Pirates one.
It's Pirates.
Okay, yes.
Pirates. Yeah.
But like two, and also just then the I hated him.
Yeah.
And I hated the whole outfit. I hated everything about Pirates.
But it's so hard. It's so hard because like at first, like I had a crush on Johnny Depp from like when I was a kid. Until Pirates.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what happened?
Oh, and Transcendence really did it.
Oh, yeah.
I think
that was like the
Wait, what was that?
The nail in the coffin was Transcendence. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't even remember that. He did so much bad.
I think
shit.
So bad. The Willy Wonka remake, really.
No!
That one is.
Yeah. One. High five. Yeah. Really well.
That and like I didn't need to see him ever that molestery. Like
no.
I never
just
no.
I mean it, uh-huh. It's not his fault that the whole movie was a disaster, yeah. But it also is like
it also is
like fuck you.
It also is.
His, I think it was really his voice in that one.
Well, just the fact yeah. that he did it. Like don't I'm sorry. Just don't yeah. remake every nothing. It doesn't need to be redone. Yeah.
Yeah. Also the thing about Johnny Depp, it's always
not by
been
him.
Great.
Yeah. Not by him.
No, not by no. him.
I'm sorry, Gene Wilder. You're not gonna beat Gene Wilder.
No,
no.
You're
everyone
just not.
Else, sit
no.
down.
Yeah,
that's Willy
thank
Wonka.
You. Yeah, thank you.
Also, like Johnny Depp, one of the things that's always been beautiful about him is the mystery that he brings to a lot of
yes.
roles. And with all the crap that he's done, he's shown us his formula.
Yes.
And he took away the thing that made him amazing.
Exactly.
You know, I was very like, no, we knew. Like, I don't want to see how you fucking make your Johnny Depp sausage.
And now he's
I don't want to know it. Yeah,
I know.
I only want that on Amazon, not
like,
on Johnny Depp.
Exactly. He's like dating little girls now too.
Oh it's yeah, like, that was like that kind of. I think that might have been the actual turning point too.
Yeah,
he left his partner of like how long?
Forever, and they were such a cute couple.
I know,
they
forever.
Were. And kids together in the south of France.
Yeah,
but I get really bitter about like and mad when men leave their.
Me too.
Yeah,
partners. I still haven't, frankly, and I never probably will at this mm-hmm. point forgiven Brad Pitt.
I know you're going to say that.
Yeah,
I know you did.
Yeah.
You have forgiven him?
Have not. Have and not. I will
no, no, no.
not.
Have not.
Have not, will not. I think it was like the age I was when they got together and then mm-hmm. broke up uh-huh. and like how much I loved Friends and how much I loved Jennifer Aniston and how much I loved them.
Yeah.
Like they were to me the perfect Hollywood couple. And then it was like, how dare you? And then to do it so blatantly.
How dare
she's invested like somebody who's not in the business.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the thing.
But it's so am I. I actually feel the same way. I'm like, gosh, man, it's like that easy to just go, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like a soap opera. It's like, I'm never going to forgive Dylan for cheating on Brenda. Like, there's certain things where it's just like, no. Like,
but I like, is it Justin Theroux who she married?
I like him more. I do. Yeah,
I like
well,
him more.
I really like Brad Pitt.
He's way more
I'm happy
understated.
For her.
Like, I would be, if I was married to Brad Pitt, I would be terrified all the time.
He just seems boring to me.
Really?
Yeah, but yeah. Angelina Jolie like is not terrified.
Well, no,
she's hungry.
Not, she's not scared of anything.
No.
She's not afraid of anything.
But I just mean like he's Brad Pitt's in that realm that I'm like, no, there's no way. But Johnny Theroux, what am I saying?
Go there, just own it.
Yeah.
He could be yours someday.
Yeah. All right,
she's
whatever.
Hungry.
Wait,
hungry.
You guys, I wanted to say I went to I googled Johnny Depp fan site and I found DeppImpact.com.
Oh, wow.
Get it? Okay,
that's the movie that you. Wasn't even in that
he's
one.
Not in
yeah,
that
no it's a horrible pun
it's a really bad
pun. But here are some user comments from our visitors. How do we feel about this?
Okay.
I love this, no drama and only the facts. I love all you do and you truly do honor Johnny. I rather visit this page than any other because I know I get the truth and no fillers of nonsense. From Cookie in July 2012.
Oh, I worry about where Cookie is now.
I know.
Yeah.
I'd rather visit this page than any others.
Or Fox and Empire. That's what Cookie is right now.
Yes. Yes. Did you watch Empire?
But of course.
Okay.
Absolutely.
This is going to be out of date by the time this comes out, but can we talk about the season opener?
Absolutely.
What the fuck was that opening sequence?
I know.
I loved it, but like what in the actual
what happened? I haven't seen it.
Cookie. Mm-hmm. Wearing a monkey costume.
Oh my God.
Gets lowered into a...
I have to watch this.
You do. You do.
They mix so many metaphors. She gets lowered into a Black Lives Matter protest.
What? In a monkey costume.
In a monkey costume. Oh,
like, in an ape costume. Like, to be very specific, an ape costume.
Am and I allowed to watch that? Like,
and Jesus. Then you don't know who it is. And she pulls the head off and it's her.
And then she delivers a concert.
Yeah. For Lucius.
For Lucius.
Who's in prison.
And like, why are they bringing Lucius into the Black Lives Matter debate? Like, Lucius really did kill someone. That's what was pissing. I was like, this is not
spoiler alert.
To bring that issue in.
But the thing is, though, you gotta remember, it's a Black director
who
brought this in. So, yes, mm-hmm. you can watch it.
Okay.
He brought it in.
Okay,
so.
cool.
And if I could ask him one thing, like, what's up with the ape? I mean, in the cage.
I was like, surely tomorrow the internet is gonna be a buzz. No one
said no. Only we are talking about this.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I officially have to start watching
this. You have to watch it.
Fuck.
It is.
Sounds amazing.
Honestly, I didn't think it could get better. So far, we're on another level.
I think it's so good.
It's so good. Oh, it's getting like Shameless with like the homoerotic shit too.
Yeah.
It is like girl on girl, girl on guy on guy, everyone on everyone. It is like.
But where is that going to. I mean, there's no way that's going to be terrible.
This will be the last season of Empire.
Okay. I'm pretty sure.
I was going to say, if they're doing that in season 2.
Go out in a blaze of glory.
You can't top this.
Or can they?
This is Lee Daniels
talking about. Lee Daniels is crazy as hell. I think if anybody could do it, it would be him. He did Precious.
I mean,
let's just remember that.
I'm gonna write the show as far as it goes. So
yeah, absolutely.
We'll see.
Brilliant.
Awesome.
Sorry guys, I'm just getting deep into the forums over here, huh? All right. I am trying to find. Funny. Keep going.
Okay. All right. Next question. Where do you want to retire?
I would like to retire in either Aspen.
Mm. Yeah.
Or London.
Aspen. Oh. Do you like cold weather?
Where? Sorry.
No.
No?
No.
Wait, what was the second one?
I like those cities.
Aspen and London?
Yeah.
Oh.
I really love London. I love Europe a lot.
Yeah.
I do. I love Europe a lot. And
I like both of those. I'm in. Let's go.
Yeah. I've never been to Aspen. Like, I feel like I'm not rich enough yet.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I'm not.
No. Well, she asked where I would like to retire.
Oh, to retire.
This is
this is a retire question. Yeah. So we're all fabulously rich.
Yeah.
Rich
we're
by
all
this point.
Rich. Yeah. Okay.
I'm thinking ahead.
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Are you a big skier?
Yeah. I mean, not now, only because I'm like afraid to break my leg.
Yeah.
Because I have to work.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
For a living.
Right.
Again, retired. Not afraid of breaking any appendages. Yeah.
But I do like skiing a lot.
You know, all right. So really not snowboarding, fun. Skiing.
I like both.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I kind of want to. I love skiing, and I've like have this curiosity about snowboarding. But then I also have in my head like, you're too old to try it for the
no.
First
this
time.
Is no. What you need. This is what you need to go snowboarding. You need more than one day. You need like a long weekend to give yourself a day to like kind of get
do you
into
go
it.
This
and
winter?
Don't mind getting bruised.
I would.
And don't mind.
I would love
bruised.
To. Yeah. I would. Okay. Yeah. And the thing about snowboarding is you will fall on your ass. And
I'm
you will
get bruised. That. I'm fine with that. Yeah, I love getting bruised.
We can already tell that. You watch football.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm an animal. It's fine.
It's a blast. I love snowboarding.
Okay. Let's go. I want to go.
We're going snowboarding.
Right now.
We'll be back.
We're going to hit the slope.
Huzzah. Hey.
We are back.
Good hit you up.
What's up?
I'm Tess.
I'm Barbara.
Brandy.
And we're Nina Daniels. Oh, wait.
Oh, shit. No. Shit.
Highly talented Black female cello comedian.
Highly talented Black female cello comedian. Wait, you smoke weed, right?
Nope.
Oh, really?
Never, ever. Never even tried. I'm a virgin.
I feel like I've smoked weed around you a lot.
You have.
So I just think that you've smoked weed.
Which makes me wonder if I'm really considered a virgin. Have you been in a room with me?
I wonder about that sometimes too.
Like I've left with headaches. But I've never put the
But you're virgins who have like maybe like you've had like someone put their hand on your boob.
Right, right.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Had like a secondhand boob grab.
A secondhand boob
and beyond.
Grab.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I just never like I mean, that's why I was like kind of get Brandy a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
why are you asking me that?
Oh, because I was like thinking of a meme of her holding a blunt and it says highly talented black female cello comedian. And you've got your cello when you want.
Yeah, yeah. They'd be like, oh my God.
We don't need another thing.
She's human.
Highly talented, weed smoking, black female cello comedian.
I just try it for you.
Do it.
Picture.
There you go.
Jerry,
I can Photoshop that shit in there. We'll do it.
So you don't actually have to do it. Barbara can Photoshop
perfect.
It.
Yeah, get some smoke going.
But I feel like if you don't actually enjoy pot, it's not as cool of a meme.
No. I don't even know if I enjoy it or not. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
At this point, I mean, are you
curious
this point,
about it?
Aren't you done?
No.
Yeah.
I'm the same way.
If I was going to do something, it would be way more sophisticated right at this point.
Like what?
Coke.
Honestly, as someone who's done all the drugs, Coke sucks.
No.
No, trust me.
No.
But, I mean, how about it? You know, teach their own. I think they're all great.
But they're all good in their own way. But like, I don't want her to do Coke and think all drugs suck, because Coke, I think, sucks the most.
I'm sure there are better.
There's much better.
But I don't want to try those.
Okay, I'm just saying, if you try Coke, don't say all drugs suck, because you're trying the worst one. It's like when people move to the Valley and say LA sucks.
I promise you, Ted, I will not lump all drugs into my experience with Coke. I promise you that.
Okay.
I will not do that.
Okay, I appreciate that.
They're all their own different
things. I'll just say Coke sucks.
This is certainly a lady problem. Smooth transition.
Lady problems.
Appropriate
lady,
song too.
Yeah.
Lady problems.
This is Coke. This is Coke.
Lady problems.
Maybe I will love it.
Damn it. Okay, gotta remember that next time. Okay. Hi. Thank you so much for writing your lady problems. You can write them to us at ladytolady@maximumfun.org.
Gee.
Mm-hmm. I got that out pretty well for having
a you were so proud. You were so proud of saying orgy.
G. This is a bit of a long one, so I'm just telling you guys there's a lot in here. But it's a real good one. I'm 32 and I've spent most of my life intensely focused on my career. While I definitely have a fun-loving, adventurous side, I've always felt pressure to do what's expected of me, and therefore have lived the corporate life for the last 13 years, have worked my way up the ladder to reach a prominent position for my age. I've also been in about 4 medium-term relationships, always ending around the 2-year mark, and there has always come to a point where it was clear to me that my career was more important to me than the guy I was with. And while that flag-waving feminist in me was always proud to make that decision, I wonder now if maybe I'm a bit cold-hearted, or if I just don't get the point of love or know how to be in a relationship. To be honest, I've felt lonely at times. While I've been practical and ambitious, I am feeling less and less personally fulfilled in my life. And while on the outside I have this job that basically defines me, I feel totally immature inside. I feel like I've gotten ahead of myself in life. For the past 3 to 4 years, I've been really considering putting a pause on the career fast track that I am on in order to give myself some time for, I don't know, just youthful personal goals. I feel like there's a clock ticking now because I'm not even that youthful anymore, which is fucking bullshit.
You are.
No, you are.
But I still want to do things that, like, go traveling for a few months, get away from the city, drive across the country, trek through national parks, pursue my passion for writing, meet more people. This is a huge one. And have some time to fucking think and be a person without this job, which has basically been my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to leave a few times, but became super overwhelmed by the fear of not being able to support myself financially, and that I might be ruining my life if I let go of the path that I'm on, when I may really regret it in the end. So that's the job part. And then there's the relationship part here.
Okay.
I also recently got into a relationship about 2 years ago. Has I recently got into a relationship 2 years ago?
Yeah. No, I kind of know what you mean. Like, you're like, 2 years? How did that happen?
Yeah.
With this guy who I completely fell head over heels for and thought I would definitely marry. The problem is that the intense honeymoon period is over and I can't tell for sure yet, but I'm afraid the feeling of this guy completes me might be wearing off. He's definitely the best sex I've ever had in my life, and he's been good to me, and there's so many things about him that I love, but there's a significant age difference, and while I don't feel that this is a problem on a day-to-day basis, it does seem to be the root of many of the issues that we're dealing with. I'm guessing he's older from what she says, but
yeah, I think that means older, yeah.
Yeah, from what she says next, it seems like it. For example, I'm 32, and sometimes I feel like we're just not in the same place. More often than me, he wants to stay home most of the time and go to bed by 11, so he's older. And I'm so not that woman. I feel like I just have so much restless energy. I'm starting to feel bored and held back and getting resentful. I may be more of that kind of person in 5 or 10 years, but I'm not that now. I feel such a strong urge to quit my job, like walk in tomorrow and just say that I'm done and find a new path. I've thought about the times I tried but had a false start, and now I regret it so much that I was taking my life so seriously and didn't just take a leap of faith. I feel so angry and frustrated with myself and know it's my fault for not going for it already, and constantly think about how my life would have been different if I could break free of this mold, if I'd left when I was 25 or 29, and how I would have been so much happier if I wasn't tied to this office every day and the same people for 13 years. I'm so embarrassed to write this. So I talked a lot about this with my boyfriend, but he's not supportive of this idea. I've tried to explain why I feel this way and why it would be a big change. There would definitely be instability, but I don't think I'm going to ruin my life. He says that I'm selfish, that I'm acting like a loser if I quit my career. And that I need to grow up and be practical, think about the future. He says that he's investing in our future and I'm not. I know it makes him really afraid that I'm acting like this, but I'm so much younger and I'm not ready to settle down. So what do I do? Am I crazy to want something more, something else? Do I still have time to be free-spirited, or is it a fantasy that I should be over by now? Should I own the decisions that I've made? Am I being selfish to put my boyfriend in this position? Am I just depressed? How do I make him understand where I'm coming from? Or how do I make myself happy in this situation? Am I deluding myself that I need this change to be happy, even though I am in love with someone who wants me to settle down? So that's a long one. There's a lot in there.
There's a lot.
Well, first, most important thing is I'm excited for you.
I am, because
you're about to have like a really awesome change in your life, and like know that you need to have it.
Yeah,
you just like are like on the edge of the cliff, and like you're
you need to be okay.
Just jump. Just fucking jump.
This is everything. Here is your gut and everything inside of your body being like, I need to do this.
Yeah, you couldn't have more signals from yourself.
Yeah,
telling you even you are saying it outright.
Like, yeah,
you're saying it. You know what you need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. As an ex-corporate.
Yeah, you did it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were there a little bit. Well,
for this, this is why I left early. Like, after interning, I had job offers. And I was like, if I take this, I know I'm going to get sucked into this abyss of, like, making money. And it's really hard.
Yeah. No, I have an experience early.
You
do?
Oh, yeah. So then, you know, like, you know, once you start making a living, that kind of living.
You have to let go of that money real fast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or like, not that you, I mean, because I think you can totally still get out, but
yeah,
the earlier you get out of that,
I think but she definitely can totally get out.
You're only 32.
Yeah, you're young.
Yeah. You're so young.
Yeah. It's totally like, I mean, I could so understand, like, I feel like I would have been there, not at 32, but probably like 28.
Yeah.
Like
you can like see the sliding doors version of yourself.
I see my future in her. Like, what would have happened had I stayed, like the ghost of Christmas present.
Yeah.
Or future. I'd be like, that's what it would have been like had I stayed. Mm-hmm. No, but no, leave. If it's that strong and that visceral, get the hell out.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it. The you second gotta go. This podcast is over, listen to the rest of this recording and then quit your fucking job.
She probably should do. I would save some money first and then do
if
it.
If I had to guess, she already has savings. This girl's making good money. Yeah, I think she already has savings. Out of there.
I would give yourself money for like a year of traveling, whatever.
They make a lot of money.
Yeah, okay, that's true. I would think about, what are your goals? Is there something else that you would rather be doing for money? If you don't know that right now, save more.
And is there anything you're locked into where you need to pay it off so that you can leave?
Get out of debt. Definitely get out of debt first. Yeah.
Yes. And make that your goal.
Have your like X's and O's crossed, or whatever that phrase is.
T's and eyes dotted and crossed.
Have your hugs and kisses ready to go.
X's and O's crossed. Loved it. Love it.
As I swing this margarita. Your X's and O's ready to go.
Yeah, you caught us at the perfect like margarita stage of being like, girl. You and me.
Yes.
No, but yeah, get out of debt.
Yes.
Have some savings. And then once those two things are done,
run.
Get out of there.
You gotta go.
So
you gotta wait forever. I would give yourself 6 months max.
I think 6 months. You're right though.
With whatever you think. At the end of 6 months, even if you still have a little debt, and even if your savings isn't exactly where you want it,
gotta go.
You're done.
You're smart, and because you've gotten to this point, you will be able to make money.
You can do anything you want.
Yes, you can do anything.
You are a very capable person. That's the thing. People who are trapped in this position, it's like, you're A, not trapped, and B, you have gotten this far because you're a very intelligent and capable person.
Also, too, like, you know, when I was working on Wall Street, I was like, wait, I'm doing all this work for who? This guy? I'm doing that for myself. Like, you know, if you're making that much, if you are that capable and they entrust you with, you know, money and accounts and all that, think about
if you did that for yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you deserve all that time and all that work.
But as women, exactly. We feel trapped. Like, mm-hmm. We have to be, like, the best daughter, the best girlfriend, the best... You have to follow all these, like, rigid rules. Whereas most men will be like, I don't want to do this anymore. And they just jet. Yeah. They don't even think about it. They don't lose sleep over it. Mm-hmm. You kind of have to just take on, like, just F it and go for what you
just
want.
Just trust yourself and fucking... And, like, you just got to go... Full out. Don't fucking trip about it. You're going to be fine.
Yeah, but like I'm what saying, she said. Yeah, yes. Like, yeah. I, as much as I want to tell her to, like, go in tomorrow and do it, I feel like literally give yourself a date in that calendar right now.
Put it in your, write it down. 6 months, in your calendar.
And then know that is the day you are walking in and it's done.
And it'll make you feel so good to have a plan in place, too. Oh, to, like, the next, it'll make you time be fly. Like,
you'll probably be happy, too.
You're going to be giddy. Yeah,
exactly. You know, there's an end.
Yeah, exactly.
I would literally do that and then have the next day either have a flight booked or, like, a trip planned across the U.S., whatever the fuck, you know.
Internships are great.
I worked a very limited amount of time in the corporate world, but I had a very... very stressful job right out of college. Like, I was totally underqualified for this job. I had my own office at Fox. I was like in charge of, like, commercial trafficking, like decisions that were like 50,000, like, I was like, you know, and I knew that I needed to get out of there. And so I lied and I told them that I had that I was going to go pursue a teaching career. And I remember I told them the day that I was quitting, and then that night I flew to Europe. And, like, I will never forget that feeling of leaving that parking structure. I had all my windows down and I was just like, woo! Like, I knew that I was never coming back. Like, that you're is done. One of the best feelings. I think I, like, absolutely. Smoked a joint. I think I was, like, blasting Tom Petty. Like,
oh, fuck yeah.
It is the best feeling in the world to leave that shit and know you are not coming back.
Like, I knew I was leaving when my managing director threw a pitch book at me, like, literally at my head.
Nope,
and I was
like,
I realized, you know, you can't cry, you can't show weakness. Any job where I can't, like, be human,
fuck that.
Like, this is not gonna last.
No,
I was like in the bathroom stall with my knees up, like bawling, and then, like, gotta go back to work and just act like everything is cool. Shit. I'm like, you know, I'm not that person, and if I was, it'd be great. But, like, if you, I just kind of feel like, you know, if it's right for you, I know people who feed off of that world, who feed off of corporate America.
For
that's
people.
Great.
That's
and
we need
great.
Them.
You know, if you wake up like I'm like just dripping, want it so badly, then you should go for it. Yeah. But if you feel like you're gonna die,
get out
every time you get out of bed. You gotta leave.
You've gotta leave.
Totally. And, like, we don't live in a world where you need that. Where nobody really does the same thing from, you know, until they die anymore.
Yeah,
like, there are no gold watches anymore.
There's not one ladder to success in any.
And you have great skills. You probably have learned so much and acquired so much experience.
Yeah, and don't look at it as a watch either. Like, what you've done
absolutely
for
not.
All these years, because you have definitely acquired skills that are gonna serve you. You know, after you leave.
Yeah, my Japanese skills are going to serve me for something.
Hell yeah.
I'm waiting.
Yep.
It's going
to
serve me.
Well, I'll tell you right now, we're going to go to Japan.
Sorry,
and I think, like, putting a date on a calendar is going to be really important, because I know whenever I'm upset, because I used to have a pretty high paying job too, is, like, you buy stuff and you will spend that money. If you put a date on a calendar, you can look at, like, okay, cool. True. This is all the shit that I bought to, like, make myself happy, and it's not making me happy. Mm-hmm. Start getting rid of that stuff. Start paring yourself down so you can live the life that you need. Simplify as much
as
possible.
To meet people like me on Craigslist.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
You find Nina. Some good shit.
Yeah, find Nina.
And, okay, so we obviously know about that. As far as a relationship goes, I think you know the answer there too.
Yeah, that's gonna.
He
follow
seems
naturally.
Like a good guy, but you're gonna regret staying.
No,
with
she called
you a loser. Good for her.
He called you a loser.
Yeah. Come on.
First
come
of all,
fuck
oh,
that.
Oh hell no.
Fuck that.
Oh,
a loser
no.
for not wanting to because the what
to
he's
be happy?
Saying that what, he's saying two incomes coming together to build a certain type of life.
So that's so romantic.
You're like but so with one income, it's like the life that he is imagining for them is not that life. So. Yeah, you gotta take care of her until she figures this thing out.
I also really think there is, and this is gonna be very generalizing, but I think there is a really big generation gap, and that people my age have we saw a lot of our parents buy big houses and, like, big things, and
that's
then become
so true.
Become tied to those things, and that becomes, like, a weight around their neck. So I think everyone that I know is like, I don't want one big house. I want, like, a bunch of small little houses. So, like,
that's interesting.
Yeah,
I think that is a generation thing.
Yeah.
It's like, we
parents.
Put more value on mobility and freedom.
Yes.
And we're a generation that telecommutes more and likes to work from home, and, like, just we just enjoy more flexibility.
Yeah.
My dad hasn't worked on Fridays since I've known him.
Hell yeah.
I mean,
my dad's like, no, I'm going to get a house where I'd never have to work again in my life.
Fuck yes.
It's all, yeah.
Forward
thinking. My parents are all about fun.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Mine too. They're all about fun.
Yeah. It, like, mm-hmm. I think there's, why is it so wrong to place value on fun? What yeah. is better? You only live once. Like, why would you not yeah. want to have fun?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, you only live once. YOLO.
And then Barbara have you plows been through the window.
Like I will say, as like, I know she doesn't have a specific like goal mm-hmm. that she wants to do outside of this, like some career thing besides what she's been doing.
Yeah.
But I will say that being surrounded by people who have no money, who mm-hmm. are doing the thing that they love, they're are all, I would think, happier.
Very
being
happy.
Broke and just being free.
Are we,
you know,
are we happy?
I think I'm very, yeah, sure. I'm very happy.
I love my life.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know how to make, like we all said, you know how to make money. Yeah. You'll be able to get back
I
to
mean,
it.
I worked on Wall Street in New York, like in the highest level of corporate mm-hmm. America. I couldn't be happier now, though.
Yeah.
Like I don't even look back. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, once she does, she's not going to. She'll be so
She'll be so happy. She'll be so
and I mean, you're going to, she'll discover whatever. There's some means of making mm-hmm. money that she's going to discover like on this path of
yeah
but of also too once you leave there you're going to make room for yourself to probably do something that is unfathomable
yeah
yes.
you know something yes. that is so much bigger than what you could ever imagine
mm-hmm. yeah
like, you have to make room for that though in your life
you well, really do it's a big
like
thing
like she said to think and explore
yeah
that's
yeah I, mean, I just read this really interesting study in my running magazine about how like you know obviously like when you're pushing through uh-huh. like a really what
Your running
magazine. I'm sorry. I mean, I like, you know how she looks.
Yeah.
I'm basic. But like when you're
not,
but like obviously to like be able to like, you know, get faster or go further than you've mm-hmm. ever been. Like there's a part of your brain that essentially when it wants to do something, this other part of your brain has to say, no, I'm going to do this instead. Like mm-hmm. that's the part that pushes you past your limits.
Yeah.
And that part of your brain actually gets tired really, really easily. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing that in like everyday things like being polite to someone when you don't want to be polite to them or mm-hmm. suppressing your opinion when you don't want to suppress it, you're exhausting that very finite resource that you have to push past and like do something like really extraordinary with your life. So yeah. like, you really have to use that resource very wisely
yeah.
and be very careful about like who you spend it on.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, especially somebody calls you a loser. I'm not...
If my boyfriend called me a fucking loser,
there's no, I mean,
I can't even,
I'm afraid.
I can't even fathom a situation.
It just wouldn't.
Well, I would never even put up with that.
No, like no. somebody would have been run over.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, no. Because you're not, you're obviously not a loser. Because look what you've done with exactly. 32 years of your life living for somebody else.
But he's trying to make
you're
you
not,
live in fear, though.
Yeah,
it's like
you're,
it's
yeah,
fear.
Yeah.
It's fear. Fear in someone
yeah.
to keep doing what they want you to do, not what you want to do.
Yes, it's manipulative.
It's about yeah. what you want.
Yes, exactly.
You're not a loser.
First
for
me,
what
then you, if you.
But I think yes. also, I think set a date and I think tell somebody who's going to support you about mm-hmm. that date.
Yeah, yeah.
So that
tell
you
us.
Have somebody, tell us.
We'll keep you accountable.
We sure will. We will tweet out to you, email us, and we will tweet out to you the day that you're gonna give your 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously. And also I will put this out there. If you want to fucking come out to LA and like we'll take a road trip up the coast, I'm in. So
yeah. let's do oh, it.
I don't
let's
give
do
a it. Shit.
Also, our friend Lisa is like staying with me right now and she just went to Indonesia to like hang out with a friend of hers for like a week and a half. And her friend just did something very similar. She quit a corporate gig and gave herself a year and a half just to like travel the world.
I think that's what she needs to do.
Yeah, and well, she's just well, like staying in
Tex
places
talked
that
about
are
that.
So cheap.
One mm-hmm. of your I had time to listen yeah. to one of your episodes.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about traveling once you get out, like when you're in school yeah. or when you get out yeah. of school, take a year off. I think it's necessary.
It's important.
Because yes. you probably, you follow this track that you think that
yeah.
is almost built for you.
Yes.
So you don't even have time to think about what is it that I want
that
to
I
do.
Actually want. Remove
yes.
yourself.
I've been in Japan for a year and that's what it did for me. It's like, I went to Japan, mm-hmm. came back home. It was like, I'm not working on Wall Street. Before Japan, I was totally working on Wall Street.
Yeah.
A year later, I was like, Nah.
And she didn't give herself that year, so you've earned
myself,
she's earned
yeah.
it.
You've earned you know? That yes. year, literally and metaphorically.
You have to give yourself time. I think yeah. I agree with that, to like get away and to mm-hmm. think, because especially when you leave the country too,
yeah,
you kind of like have a way of thinking that is very different than if you're in the, if you're in the States. You have to, you're always competing with somebody yes. you know on mm-hmm. Facebook, you know, your childhood like friend or rival. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you go away, you're in a whole totally different place and you can really yeah. think clearly about what you want.
Plus, you see like the way that other cultures kind of treat work, yeah. which is very, very different from here. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I remember I went to Iceland on the spring break, my like, junior year of college, because I wanted to do the opposite
spring
of Cancun.
Break.
I wanted to do the opposite of Cancun. So I went to Iceland.
Yes.
And like those people for half of the year, they like when, because it's like half a year of darkness and half a year of light, yeah. and the half a year of darkness,
like Alaska.
Everybody works half days because they're like, hey, it's hard enough already. Let's just like go home, curl up with a good book at like 2 p.m.
I would like that.
Yeah. Oh and gosh. It's just like,
I would sleep like 20 hours a day.
Yeah, it's great. Yes. And it's like there's just so many other countries just like treat work so
like
differently.
Spain, where like oh, Spain? Lunch is like
when
like,
I went to Spain, I was like, these are my people. This is my schedule.
Yeah. But Europe in general, like if you work yes. a corporate job, you get a month off at least. Like mm-hmm. people get a month yeah. off to just they travel a month. Like in yeah. America, can you imagine? Even if you had 2 weeks, you don't even want to take your 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, because that has to be used for errands and stuff like that, because you're working so much like while yeah. you're working.
Can't actually.
And then you feel guilty, like on Wall Street, like yeah. investment banking, like.
Well, and I think it's so a thing guilty. In our culture, mm-hmm. too. What's the first thing that you ask anyone when you meet them? What do you do?
What do you do?
That's how we define ourselves.
Yeah.
How good would it be like, figuring it out? Nothing.
Yeah.
Whatever don't I feel like doing.
Right, what do I do?
That's well, so anti-New York.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We have to go, but yeah, just do it. You set the date and you're done.
Do it.
Email us.
Do
yeah.
it.
We're happy
we encourage you. We yeah. support you.
We really, really do.
If nothing else, we have your back totally.
Yeah.
For random chicks, we have it.
Yeah,
fuck yeah. Nina, thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
Yeah. Are you
so
on Twitter
fun.
And stuff like that?
I am. I'm at Nina Daniels, and I'm also in New York next week. Actually.
Oh, awesome.
Well, by the time this comes
oh, wait,
out.
It's late.
End yeah. of October.
I'll be in New York again in November.
There you go.
All right, there you go. Yeah, check out her website and go see her live. She's so much fun.
Awesome. Hey, love you guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us. We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.